Welcome to Next Level Solopreneurs, the podcast about purpose-driven entrepreneurship, where we explore strategies to grow your business while making a meaningful impact. Get ready to level up and leave your mark on the world. You know that feeling you get where your hands are sweaty, you can't breathe very well, your chest kind of feels compressed and you get a little bit panicky? No? Is that only me? Well, today I've got three things you can do if you're feeling that. Three things you can do to combat that and overcome it and how to pull through it. But first, let's talk about why that happens. So many times it happens because we have an expectation for how something should turn out, and we know we're not living up to it, or we're not there yet. Often that comes when we start a business, and we need it to be to a certain point in order to sustain our life, in order to sustain our family, in order to not lose the house and lose the spouse and the kids and all of that. We need to have a certain level in the business, and it just, you don't know where that's coming from, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen. That is a huge cause of that anxiety, that fear that we have, where you lay awake at night and you can't sleep for 6 or 8 hours. And all of a sudden your alarm clock goes off and you're like, have I even closed my eyes at all? Is that only me that gets those feelings sometimes? I know some of you out there have that as well. I want to give you three things that you can do, or three things that I do to try to overcome that feeling, to not allow it to control me. The feeling is going to be there. The trick is to not be controlled by that feeling. Okay? So the first thing that I do is pray. Yes, I know. So some of you may say, dude, that's the dumbest thing you could do. But it's not, because a lot of these things are not in our control. Some of them we can't understand. It's often we don't know where our next check is coming from, where our next client is coming from, who we can reach out to that can help us. God knows. He is there. He's seen it all, and he's helped people through every situation you can imagine. Every kind of situation you can imagine has been gone through before by someone else and has been helped through that situation by God. Okay? So the first thing I do is pray. Like, God, I don't know what to do next. I'm scared. I am. I'm not sure where to turn to or who to ask for help or what to do next. I feel like I need to be doing something, but nothing that I know to do seems to be working or helping. And what do I do? Help. Send reinforcements, please. That's the first thing that happens. The second thing to do is to take a deep breath. And those two probably happen kind of simultaneously, the praying and the deep breathing. Calm yourself down. Like, okay, I'm not dead. Just take a deep breath. Calm. Let the calm wash over you. I'm not dead. What's the worst that can happen in this situation? Okay, if I don't get any new clients, what can I do? Well, I can go get a new job. I can go find side work. I can do this. This will happen. These people will help me out. This, like, you're not going to die because of the situation. And if you are in a situation where you might die from it, then, you know, it's time to move. It's time to move off the spot and seek some other help. Not this podcast. This podcast is not here to help you if you're about to die. Okay? It's how to help you when you still have the capacity to help yourself, to move and to do and to grow. So pray and take a deep breath, calm yourself, allow you, and make sure you're not being controlled and acting out of the fear and the anxiety. Yes, allow it to motivate you, but don't act out of that, if that makes sense. Still make good decisions. The third thing that you need to do is to take the next right step. As cliche as that sounds, and we don't always know what the next right step is going to be, but we can't see a mile ahead, 2 miles ahead, 15 miles ahead, but we can see one or two steps ahead. So no matter where you're at, no matter what kind of situation you're stuck in, there is at least one thing you can do to help you move off the spot. You might not know that that step is going to remedy the situation, but it's at least a step. Take that step and be like, what's happening? What's going on? Is this moving me in the right direction? I think so. Maybe. Okay. Take another step. Take another step. Keep moving forward. Keep walking. Keep paying off the debt. Keep finding people to serve with your purpose, with your God-given talents and gifts and passions. Keep moving forward one step at a time. You will get through it. God's got you. And you can always reach out to somebody that you know, somebody in your network, or even reach out to me. I'll have a conversation with you about it. I go through those same feelings all the time. Okay? I deal with those things. Reach out to somebody and just talk about it. Like, look, this is what I'm feeling. Maybe they don't give you answers, but at least they hear you and they say, look, what you're feeling is legit. We all go through that. Here's what I've done to keep pushing on in spite of those things. And today I've just given you three things that I do to help me keep moving forward, not to eliminate the feelings, but to move forward in a profitable manner despite those feelings. Do good work.